This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app. Hope you had a great weekend, everybody. Gangzo here. It's a Monday. Best and worst of the weekend. What you saw that you liked, you didn't like. The great Peter King will stop by in a little bit. Trade deadline tomorrow at 4 Eastern. Rick Neuheisel, great college football analyst, a little bit later on as well. Your phone calls. Operator Tyler standing by, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dp-SHOW. The calendar is ready for a pre-order, the Dan Patrick Show 2024 calendar. It's available at danpatrick.com. Also, some new T-shirts there. And, of course, a little bit left over with the tailgate moonshine. That's available as well. Tonight, Rangers Diamondbacks Game 3. Also, the Raiders and the Lions. The Lions are favored by 7.5. Say good morning if you're watching on Peacock. That's our streaming partner. Download the app if you haven't done so. And our radio affiliates, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio as well. There were a couple items I didn't think I'd be talking about today. And one was the Broncos beating the Chiefs. I didn't think we'd be talking about Will Levis and Kansas football against Oklahoma. Sure, that's the beauty of what we get to do every single day. Let me start with the Broncos over the Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes had never lost to a divisional opponent in his entire career. He was 16-0 on the road. And we didn't think that Denver was going to be that team that was going to snap that streak. Now, Mahomes was under the weather, had, I guess, the flu or flu-like symptoms. But give credit to the Broncos as they shut down the Chiefs. And, if, you know, when you look at the NFL from week to week and you go, okay, this is a Broncos defense that gave up 70 points to the Dolphins, they hold the Chiefs to 9. That's the beauty and kind of misery, I guess, of the NFL, where you're trying to figure it out, like, what's the pattern here? Why did this happen? And I don't know if I'm the only one. I'm sure there's other people that see this. But it feels like when Russell Wilson was successful in Seattle, they managed the offense. They had a great defense, and Pete Carroll managed the offense. We're going to run the football. Don't need to throw the ball 25, 30 times. They were very successful. Feels like Sean Payton would like to bring that back. He would like to have his running backs carry the football 35 times, or in this case, 40 times, and play good defense. And that's what you saw yesterday. It wasn't a question of let Russ cook. I think when they let Russ cook in Seattle and also in Denver, it didn't go as well. But it feels like there's more of a formula there of Russ, I don't know, maybe less than 20 times. Maybe we run the football. Maybe we play good defense. And maybe we can beat some teams. And you beat Kansas City at home. Yes, Marv?
Do you think the Broncos need sous chefs?
For the cook?
Correct.
Oh, okay. I don't know. But thanks for asking. It feels like a Fritzy question. Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Okay. Congratulations to your Broncos there, Todd.
Thank you.
Yes.
Long haul, 3-5 isn't much of anything, but that was
no, that's enough, because you didn't think they were going to do it.
He didn't pick them on Friday?
No, no.
I think I said any given Sunday,
no,
watch the upset.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
I wouldn't be surprised if I thought he
said yeah.
No. It's always safe to say that.
No, you weren't even there. I said, Todd, take them.
And I said, they lost to them 16 times in a row. They're 2-5.
And I said they were due.
And then, say that.
Yes. But I'm glad you're in a good mood, because normally that doesn't happen with your Broncos.
And it's my anniversary today.
Oh. Well, happy anniversary.
24 years today. Just thought I'd share that.
Okay.
It's a very good day. Broncos and anniversary.
All right.
Back to you in the studio, Dan.
Which one would you prefer?
A Bronco victory or celebrating an anniversary?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a loaded question. I'm going to have to go.
Just be honest.
Well, anniversaries, birthdays, it's just a number. I've been rooting for the Broncos since 1977. I met my wife many years after that.
Who do you love more?
Let me tell you this. I was in a fantastic mood as the Broncos were wrapping up their victory, and I don't remember the last time I got that kind of feeling in recent weeks.
Whoa, if you know what I mean.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Best and worst of the weekend. We'll get to your phone calls coming up. Seton will have the poll question responsibilities. This first hour brought to you by the Breeders' Cup, the World Championships at Santa Anita Park. Coming up this next weekend, and it'll be NBC carrying that November 3rd and 4th. Catch all the action, the world's best thoroughbreds, and they will be breaking from the starting gate for the 40th running of the Breeders' Cup World Championships at beautiful Santa Anita. All right, Seton, what do we have?
Well, just quickly back to the Broncos thing.
Right.
It sounds like the Broncos going to a more conservative offense and game plan. Let's run the ball. Let's rely on our defense. All that stuff is great for the Broncos.
Yes.
How terrible is that for Russell Wilson?
Well,
it feels a little, the way I interpreted it was, Russ, we don't want you to try and win games. We're just asking you to stop losing them. So what we want you to do is hand it to this guy and throw it as little as possible.
Well, he had 19 passes. That's the fewest attempts as a Bronco. But he did throw 3 touchdown passes. It felt like, but here's Sean Payton, offensive genius. And he's
saying, I can't work with this guy.
I've got him.
I'm an offensive genius, and I want my quarterback to throw the ball as low as possible.
Yes, but that's the genius. That's the genius. Nobody brings in a quarterback making $50 million and saying, let's pass less. Let's just hand the ball off, play good defense. But it did work against the Kansas City Chiefs. But do I think this is a formula, a pattern? Is it sustainable? It doesn't feel like these two are on the same page. It just, Russ is Russ. He's bigger than just that quarterback who was drafted by Seattle. He's a brand. And brands don't want to be watered down, muted. They want to be able to showcase their talent. Well, Sean Payton is a brand. Hey, I'm an offensive genius. It just doesn't feel like their approach is the same. Now, Russ is going to say all the right things. Hey, it's all about winning. Let's ride. And Sean Payton's going to be, hey, you know, we took whatever the defense gave us. That was our approach. It's week to week here in the NFL. Yes, Eden.
There was all of this talk about well, maybe we shouldn't be letting Russ cook,
yeah.
Right? And then all of a sudden, like a week or two ago, it changed to maybe Sean Payton was nothing without Drew Brees. I'm like, well, we're going to put an end to that. I'm going to let this guy stop ruining my legacy, too.
Here is Sean.
Let this guy stop screwing up my name as well. And you just hand it off, son. Thank you.
Here's Sean Payton, the Broncos head coach.
We did the things you do when you win. We were +4 in the turnover battle. We rushed the ball better than they did. I thought we defensively did a fantastic job with their offense and a tough offense. And we didn't have the sack production, but we had a lot of hurries.
And here's Russell Wilson Jr. III.
We had a great week of practice. We knew that we could come out and win this football game and play great in front of our fans. And just to win, beat the Chiefs, you know, at home in front of our fans, you know, and just in front of Broncos country. And just the crowd was amazing tonight. It brought us that extra energy. Guys made plays on defense. Guys made plays on offense, special teams. It was an amazing team effort.
Yes, it was. Let's ride. Here is Patrick Mahomes talking about being under the weather.
Started feeling bad last night. Thought I bounced back pretty well in the morning. So just trying to do whatever I can to go out there and play my best football. Wasn't good enough. Obviously the turnovers, but just the execution in general. I mean, they have to do a good job against us with their defense, but we got to execute at a high enough level, and we clearly haven't done it in the two games we played against them.
The Chiefs now go to Frankfurt, Germany to play the Dolphins. We'll talk to Peter King about how this game came about, because I think there were only two options. The Chiefs wanted to play in Germany, and there were only two teams that were probably going to be available for them to play when they were putting out the schedule. One, obviously, was the Dolphins, and the other one, the Detroit Lions. So we'll talk to Peter King. Also, the trade deadline coming up tomorrow. If you're Tennessee, if you found your quarterback in Will Levis, do you now trade Derrick Henry? Because if this is the Will Levis era in Tennessee, Derrick Henry is not going to be around for that much longer. Just do the math with running backs and how long they last and if you want to keep them. And Derrick Henry would have some value on the open market, but how much value? We're going to find out. But, you know, four touchdown passes, no picks. He throws effortlessly. And DeAndre Hopkins, but this is going into the draft. It was like Will Levis, and I watched him play twice, entire games, and I didn't see it. I just thought that there was talent there. There wasn't consistency. And then leading up to the draft, people were just picking him apart, and Tennessee got it. You know, and if you're a Tennessee fan, you're like, wait a minute. We have a quarterback, we drafted a quarterback, and now we're going to draft another quarterback. Well, maybe you found your guy. Certainly looked comfortable back there. And I wonder moving forward if you're now more likely to trade Derrick Henry than you were before. Because Tannehill coming back, maybe you can salvage the season. But if you're a Tennessee fan, you probably are like, yeah, you know, Ryan, take a little bit more time there. Here is Will Levis on his NFL debut.
This is a dream come true for sure, but I mean, we have, what time is it right now?
3:48.
Yeah, I got 12 minutes to celebrate it before we're on to Pittsburgh, as Vrabel said. So, but I mean, like you said, I've been dreaming of this moment as a kid my entire life. Even just to touch the field in an NFL game, let alone get a win, is incredible.
Yeah, and DeAndre Hopkins, who knew? It's like, whoa, Julio Jones catches a touchdown pass. DeAndre Hopkins catches a touchdown pass. A couple of them there. Yes, Don.
Has he been in the league long enough to just refer to him as Vrabel?
Well, I did hear that, and I went, ooh, I don't know if that'll cost you. Yeah, you know what? Vrabel, you know, we're moving on to Pittsburgh. It's like, okay. Maybe the players call him Vrabel. Yes, Seton.
Yeah, he seems like a guy who's like, nah, just call me that. Just call me Vrabel. Everybody calls you Vrabel. Don't call me coach.
Yes, Marv.
Yeah, I'm all right with that. Now, if he said, you know, Mike said, oh, who are you calling Mike?
Wait,
yeah.
You're okay. You're okay if he calls him Vrabel, but not if he calls him Mike?
Yeah, first name. No, at least.
What?
No, coach. So what should he call him?
Coach.
That's it?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you're not calling him Vrabel.
But like Seton said, he might say, man, just call me Vrabel.
I'd like to find out. But if from the outside listening in, I'd be like, whoa, okay. Yeah.
It's like if you meet somebody like, hey, Mr. O'Connor, you're like, no, hold on. Mr. O'Connor's my dad, okay? You call me Patrick. You know what I mean? One of those guys.
But you don't go, you know, call me O'Connor.
Yeah, no, I don't. But Mike Vrabel might be that kind of guy. He might be just call me Vrabel.
Yes, Todd.
I'm not comparing Vrabel to Belichick, but I will say, if Tom Brady ever referred to Bill Belichick as, well, like Belichick says, I would still be uncomfortable.
No, he calls him Bill.
But I could never imagine Tom Brady ever referring to Bill Belichick as, yeah, Belichick said we should move on from this one.
Yes, Marv.
What about with the Spurs? All the players called him Pop. They called Greg Popovich Pop.
Yeah, but that's a nickname. They don't call him Popovich. No, they just call him Pop. He probably says, call me Pop. Yes.
Remember when you met Father Harbaugh?
Yes.
Patrick Harbaugh!
Yes.
That's how he introduced himself.
Yes, he did.
That was how you guys shook hands. Patrick Harbaugh!
But I can't, I wouldn't call him Harbaugh. I'd call him Coach or Mr. Harbaugh.
You'd call him Mr. Harbaugh, yeah.
But he's reached out to me when I met Jim's dad. He's like, Patrick Harbaugh, my coach. But I didn't go. I didn't say Harbaugh.
Yeah. Hey, so Harbaugh.
Yeah.
Tell me how you proud are you of your sons? Yeah.
Yes, Marvin.
So you're okay if Will Levis, if Vrabel said, hey, call me. See, I just called him Vrabel. If Mike Vrabel said, hey, call me Vrabel, it's okay in that case.
Yeah. Yeah. If he says it, that, hey, you can do that. But then, you know, the people on the outside don't know if Vrabel said that. And maybe he has. Hey, just call me Vrabel. Yes, Paul.
Mike Vrabel just saw a Titans quarterback throw 4 touchdowns and 0 picks in a game. You call me anything. Yeah. Sally, Jennifer, whatever.
Oh, look who called in. Mr. Cowboy, Shane Irving joining us. It must have been a great weekend at the house.
Not really, Danny.
Oh, my God.
I don't understand what's going on. I mean, what in the hell did I do? This team is more bipolar than I am, and I've been freaking institutionalized. Makes no damn sense. What did I see last night, and what did I see against the Niners, and can this team beat Philly? That's the damn question. We can beat the heck out of the Rams. What does that mean to me? What does that mean about my happiness, Danny?
You weren't satisfied with what you saw. I mean, you beat who you're scheduled to play, and they haven't beaten a quality team, a really good team yet, but you still have to win these games.
Not only that, but when they tried, they got smoked. Not even close. So what the hell am I supposed to expect?
I would expect pain and heartbreak. How's that?
I'm used to that, damn it.
I know. But that way, if something good happens, then you're going to be pleasantly surprised. If you think they're going to the NFC title, you got the Eagles coming up next weekend. What kind of mood do you think you're going to be in next Monday?
Bad. Real bad.
You have zero confidence in them beating the Eagles.
I have zero confidence in them even showing up for the Eagles, Danny.
No.
What'd they do against the Niners?
I see what you're doing. You're kind of preparing yourself for disaster. And then if something good happens, then you're going to be even more pleasantly surprised. I see what you're doing.
It's a fair point, considering I'm all out of meds.
You can hear more from Shay, and Shay is part of the gambling podcast, and Dan Patrick takes a gamble every Thursday. How did you do betting-wise before I say goodbye and let you enjoy your week?
That was bad, too!
I'll talk to you Thursday.
Whatever,
Danny. I thought he'd be in a good mood. Cowboys, they look good. Dak looked good. It's weird how you don't want to buy into your team. Like, Fritzy's got his hopes up now. Man, the Broncos look good. You know, they got a formula.
Yeah, my wife warned me. I was like, see what you're doing? They beat the Packers. They beat the 3-5. They're on a 2-game winning streak bye week. Maybe they'll beat the Bills. Then they got the Vikings with Kirk Cousins hurt.
Yeah. Yeah, Kirk Cousins out for the year. That's tough. And you knew when he started hobbling off that it was really serious. And he's done for the year. All right.
I like that your wife ran down the schedule like that, though.
She may not have done the Bills-Vikings, but I added that. But she does know that I get caught up in it.
Peter King set to join us coming up next. We'll take a break. We're back after this. Dan Patrick Show. LifeLock is here to help you. You ever received a phone call from somebody claiming to be tech support from your bank asking for account information? Or here's another one where they send you an email and they say, hey, here's the wiring instructions. And then you go, I don't know about these wiring instructions. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft affect our lives. Your personal information gets exposed so often, making it dangerously easy for a cyber criminal to steal your identity. Protect your identity, and it can be easier with LifeLock detecting you. And it, you know, if there's something there, they'll alert you to potential identity threats you may not spot on your own. And if you do become a victim of identity theft, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. It's easy to help protect yourself with LifeLock. Join now. Save up to 25% off your first year. Make sure you use the promo code Patrick. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to LifeLock.com. Use the promo code Patrick, and you'll save 25% off. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app, at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth, with NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
We'll check in with Peter King, Football Morning in America columnist. I think he leaves Wednesday for Frankfurt, Germany. It'll be Kansas City and the Dolphins. Phone calls, we'll get to those coming up as well. Mercedes-Benz, the EV, is not just extraordinary, it's extra easy. And the vehicle's all electric. The feeling all Mercedes. The choice is all yours. Learn more, MBUSA.com, EQ. Let's bring in Peter King, who joins us on the program. Pete, where do you want to start? What do you think the biggest headline of the NFL weekend is?
Well, I don't want to start with Giants and Jets because the game set football back to 1919, which is a year before the NFL was invented. You know, Dan, I think probably to me, long term, the most interesting thing that happened this weekend is that Joe Burrow and the Bengals continued to reaffirm that they will be a factor in January and perhaps February. And I thought Burrow played absolutely great. You know, with Joe Montana watching from a box upstairs, he had a Joe Montana day, completed 88% of his throws, you know, did not throw a pick. And he had a play that I talked about in my column this morning that is just a play only the great ones will make, at least in my opinion. He changed the course of this game with a shake of his shoulder and a throw to Ja'Marr Chase for a touchdown in the fourth quarter that clinched the game. And look, 3 weeks ago, we all thought Joe Burrow might be plagued by this calf injury the whole year. But he looks as good as he ever has, especially yesterday.
Okay, but the Niners feel like they're in a little bit of trouble.
Yeah.
What's the biggest issue?
Well, first of all, you know, and again, look, there's no question that Brock Purdy's an issue. Is he plagued in any way by, you know, the concussion he got late in the Monday night game? Should he have played yesterday? All I know is that, you know, the NFL is very big on these independent neurologists. This is not a 49ers physician clearing Joe Burrow or clearing Brock Purdy. Excuse me. This is an independent physician clearing him. And so, you know, you just have to take it like, okay, maybe Burrow, maybe Brady is off and all that. But I think as big as Brock Purdy's problems have been in the last five quarters, where is this suffocating defense that the 49ers should have right now? They shouldn't be allowing 31 points to anybody at home or anywhere, quite honestly. And to me, that the defense is as big or bigger a problem right now than the quarterback.
What puzzles you the most about Deshaun Watson in the Browns situation?
That we are midway through the second season since he signed this incredible contract. The Haslams have already doled out $91 million in the span of 17 months to Deshaun Watson. And yet, Dan, you, me, the Browns, Deshaun Watson's mother, for crying out loud, whoever, we have no idea if he's going to be the player ever again that he was when he was in Houston. This isn't just a little time where he has been in a slump or hasn't played well, and now obviously it's exacerbated by his shoulder injury. But, you know, Dan, the Cleveland Browns could get to the end of this season and be 40% finished with this contract and not have a good idea about whether in trading three middle ones, you know, picks between 10 and 20, and paying Deshaun Watson the biggest fully guaranteed contract in NFL history, they could get to the end of this year and not have any idea if he's their long-term answer at quarterback.
Titans find their quarterback yesterday?
I think so. He throws really a majestic deep ball. I was so impressed with Will Levis and, you know, the deep balls he throws. And Dan, I think after the game, he sort of illustrated why, you know, the Titans, one of the reasons the Titans are excited about him. He wasn't really in celebratory mode. He said, "How much time is it? I got 12 minutes to celebrate this game, and we play Thursday, and I got to be ready to go." So I kind of like hearing that out of a young player. And we'll see, but his debut was the best debut, first game of a rookie in a long time.
Peter King, Football Morning in America columnist and contributor to NBC Sports. Back to the Titans. I'm wondering, if you have your quarterback, are you now more likely to trade Derrick Henry? Because the future is, if it's Will Levis, Derrick Henry's probably not going to be a big part of that future moving forward.
Well, first of all, Dan, Derrick Henry turns 30 in January, and it's highly unlikely that when he's a free agent this offseason that the Titans are going to pony up big money to keep him. Now, if he doesn't get any offers out there because nobody wants to pay big money to a 30-year-old running back, maybe he comes back to Tennessee. No bridges have been burned. But my only point about this is the Tennessee Titans, as of right now, are going to have two picks in about the top 110 of this draft in 2024. This is a team clearly in rebuilding mode, and they just don't have the volume and the quality of draft choices to make a big impact next year in April. So if I'm them, I would really try everything in my power, if I'm Rand Carthon and Mike Vrabel, to get a day two draft choice for Derrick Henry to go somewhere for the last 10 games of this season and maybe win a game or two for pick a team, Baltimore, Dallas, whoever has a running back need or a perceived running back need. But I would really be trying to move Derrick Henry. I don't know that Mike Vrabel is of the same mindset after he saw his team play well and win a game against a division leader yesterday.
Tell me how the game in Germany came about with the Chiefs. Chiefs wanted to play there, and there were only a couple of opponents I was reading in your column today. So how does that come about with the schedule makers?
Well, a lot of people in the last couple of weeks have been saying, why in the world would the NFL export one of the 10 best games out of 272 on its schedule for 2023 to Germany, where it's going to be played at 9:30 in the morning and the rating will not be as good as the game, let's just say. And, you know, it's a very, very good question. You have to start with the fact, A, Kansas City wanted to play over there. B, the NFL, they had 9 home games. And so the NFL likes to schedule teams so that they can keep their 8 home games and then play their 9th home game internationally when they can do that. So this is a year that Kansas City has 9 home games. They had a terrific schedule at home. And, you know, they've got Philadelphia at home, Buffalo at home, Cincinnati at home, and they had Miami at home. Mm. So when they went to schedule all of these games back in March, April, early May, they just said, wow, we got so many choices with the Kansas City Chiefs, but we do not want to export Cincinnati. It could be an AFC championship preview. We don't want to export Buffalo. They're already going to go over and play in London this year. And they really didn't want to have a Super Bowl rematch at 9:30 in the morning in Germany with Philadelphia. It really came down to 2 games, either Detroit or Miami. And I think that there was some thought inside the league that, listen, Detroit has earned its way into a richer schedule this year. And they took a chance. Mm. The NFL took a chance in scheduling Detroit for the opening game. And it turned out to be an incredible chance, you know, for them, because it was a game for 4 quarters. The Lions won. It got a huge number. And now they'll go overseas, and NFL Network is jumping for joy to have this game.
I know that there's NFL MVP odds, and it's always a quarterback, but the offensive player of the year is not quarterbacks. Tyreek Hill, can you put him on the short list of MVP candidates? He's the leading candidate right now, according to DraftKings, for offensive player of the year.
Yeah, I think Tyreek Hill and A.J. Brown are both. First of all, Tyreek Hill, A.J. Brown, Christian McCaffrey, near the season's midpoint, are the offensive player of the year favorites, I would think. And I think all of them could get some run in terms of the MVP as well. Dan, right now at this moment, I probably would take A.J. Brown for a very simple reason. You know, if you think about it, and I wrote this morning, do you realize A.J. Brown is on a 6-game run that is better than any 6-game run that Jerry Rice ever had? And, you know, so who knows if that continues? You don't have to vote for you don't vote for these things after 8 weeks of football. You vote for them after 18 weeks of football. And I have a feeling there's going to be a lot more clarity in 2 months than there is right now, when I think it's very muddled at the top there.
When we have these standalone games, everybody has an opinion. There's a referendum on the Raiders or the Lions tomorrow morning. What do you think our referendum is going to be, either on the Lions or the Raiders?
I think people will be asking, you know, do the Raiders – I think the Lions are going to win this game. If, as expected, the Lions do win this game, I think there are ways that you lose games that can look a lot different. And the way that the Raiders lost at Chicago, you know, to Tyson Bagent last week, that would really bother me. A second straight game like that, and I think there are going to be significant questions about Josh McDaniels moving forward.
Great to talk to you as always, Pete. Safe travels to Germany.
Hey, thanks a lot, Dan. Have a great day.
And I look forward to hearing about the beer that you have over there in your column on Monday.
I'll make sure that I'll do a Dan Patrick Beer of the Week.
Thank you, Peter. That's Peter King, Football Morning in America columnist and NBCSports.com. You know, back to Brock Purdy. You can be cleared, but that doesn't mean you should play. Deshaun Watson has been medically cleared, but he wasn't ready to play. And I'm watching Brock Purdy yesterday, and I know he's your future, but there were times where he was making some decisions. And if you go back to when he got hit, when he suffered his concussion, what he was doing prior to that the previous week, and then what he did after that, that's when he cost the Niners the game. And he had moments yesterday. He scrambled. Tony Romo was pointing out things that he was doing that were incredible. And like Tony was slobbering all over Brock Purdy. And I went, Tony, come on. Joe Burrow is putting on a clinic in front of Joe Montana that even Joe Montana would say, I never did anything like that. Well, he did a couple times probably. But Joe Burrow was unbelievable yesterday. Like, just in a different world. 28-32 against that team on the road. Like, I'm going, Tony, Joe Burrow, that's the guy. Brock Purdy, some nice throws. Okay. Like a back shoulder to George Kittle. Oh, my God. And I went, okay. Look at the one play, second touchdown, when Burrow is going to get sacked. And somehow he gets out of it. And then, like, he just... he made a couple of plays. He drew them off sides when he, you know, got a touchdown pass as well. He just played it. That's just about as good as you can do. And he didn't look like he was bothered by that calf injury. He had a couple of scrambles there as well, but that's a really good defense. And he sliced and diced him, which was really, really, really impressive. Yeah, Paulie.
One thing I love about Joe Burrow, in the post-game press conference, you can't tell if he won or lost. He always says, no big deal, just another good game. Relax, let's keep cool. He says that when they win or lose, keep cool.
It's a long season. And yes, you win. Like, how high can you get? How low can you get? You just have to go, all right, it's one game, now we move on. Here's Joe Burrow after the game.
Yeah, it was a big win, but like I said, it was just one. You know, there's still a lot of football left to be played.
This was week 7. We got 10 more, so this one means nothing if we come out and lay an egg, you know, next week and the week after that.
Okay. Just one game. I know. Okay. Sure. I think it's more than one game. I think that was one of those statement games where everybody else around the NFL goes, whoa, what happened? Because we're going to focus on the Niners because, now all of a sudden, struggling. And it should be on the Bengals because the Bengals started out slow a year ago, and here they are again. Now, you're in a really tough division because Baltimore is, you know, up top by a couple of games. But, you know, you're reminded of the Bengals. I think they have a defense that nobody knows, but they're really – that's a good defense. And they have skilled position players. Joe Mixon, Jamar Chase, Higgins, they have talent. And then when you protect Joe, and they did, that's one of those sneaky, dangerous teams. Maybe they shouldn't be sneaky, but they are dangerous. All right, let me take a break. Play of the Day is up next, and we will give you the best loss of the weekend and the worst loss of the weekend and your phone calls. It's fall, and we know that it's peak foliage, but it's also peak football, and it's peak whiskey season. And that means you can enjoy football with Keeper's Heart Irish American Whiskey. Keeper's Heart is a winning combination, smooth Irish whiskey married with the bold American whiskeys, the official whiskey of the Dan Patrick Show. And it is made by one of the best distillers in the world, Brian Nation. When we were walking the streets of Dublin, and I'm with Will Ferrell, they didn't care about Will. I mean, they acknowledged him. you had people wanting to reach out and touch Brian Nation. He's that big because he left Ireland's most famous whiskey company to come to make Keeper's Heart. Keeper's Heart has been winning award after award after award. Most recently, named the world's best Irish whiskey by the Tasting Alliance. It's a 10-year single malt. Pick up a bottle in store today, or you can buy it online at keepersheartwhiskey.com. Make sure you use the promo code DAN2023. That will get you a $10 discount. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called Overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way. So maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising. Perfect. And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
Oh, my God.
The play. The play's on play. Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
I'm going to play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Four-man pressure. Russell in the pocket. Floats one in the back of the end zone. He's got Judy. Judy runs underneath it. Touchdown, Denver. Slams the football on the east sideline bearer. Jerry's first touchdown reception of the year.
That's courtesy of the Broncos Radio Network. Judy caught his first TD pass in scoring three times when the Chiefs visited Denver week 14 of last season. That's your play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by the Breeders' Cup. It'll be coming up this next weekend in Santa Anita Park. And NBC will carry that USA Network November 3rd and 4th. You can catch all the action. This just in, Cooper Flagg, top prospect in high school basketball. He's a 6'10", 6'11 kid out of Maine. And he is expected to be the number one draft pick in the 2025 draft. He announced that he is going to Duke. No surprise, having been in the state of Maine over the summer, you can't go anywhere without somebody bringing up Cooper Flagg. Have you seen him? He's going to go to Duke. He's great. And he is. He is legit. He is a great player. And the state of Maine. I don't know how many great players have come out of the state of Maine, but he's on the short list of greatest players, and he hasn't even got to college yet. All right, Seton, update the poll results if you can, please.
Dan, we're going to go with most unexpected from this weekend.
Okay.
Broncos over the Chiefs.
Okay.
You have Kansas beating Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. That's a doozy and a half right there.
Mm-hmm.
Will Levis's debut. That was unexpected, I think.
Yes, it was.
Do you want to put in there the Jaguars are 6-2?
No. No. They're a good team. It's just, you know, they're in Jacksonville, and people don't, they're not going to focus on them. Like last year. I mean, they went to Kansas City in the playoffs and played well. You know, they started out, 1-2? But that's a really good team. And they'll be there at the end of the year.
We could do other. Are there others that should be added to that list?
I don't know. How about the, was there a best loss of the weekend? That's best loss of the weekend, Paulie?
You can lose football games and still win in the NFL, Dan. Mm. The New York Giants had a win. I mean, some people reported that they had won the game on social media, like great win by the Giants, reported, and they end up giving it back to the Jets. The New York Giants, who are not satisfied at the quarterback position, are now 2-6. They have the fourth pick of the NFL draft.
So that was a good loss for the Giants?
Great loss for the Giants because they want to replace their quarterback in a quarterback-heavy draft. If they won that game, they would have the 10th pick of the draft. I know there's a long way to go, but if the Giants keep stinking it up, they could finish with a top five draft pick, and they only have one more year financially tied to Daniel Jones.
Mm-hmm.
So if they want to move on, this is an opportunity. So that's a great loss for the Giants.
Okay. How about the worst loss? Oklahoma at Kansas?
Oh, that's pretty terrible.
Yeah.
Oklahoma 2 weeks in a row, they almost lost, and then they do. That they're out.
Yeah, that's one of those, and I that was my must win game of the weekend. The most must it was Oklahoma in Kansas because Kansas is, you know, I thought they were going to win this game. Said that on the gambling podcast that I thought that this was a dangerous game for Oklahoma. And, you know, Oklahoma took the lead, then Kansas came back. And so I'm only seeing the score. I'm driving and I go, oh, well, at least Kansas is going to cover. And then all of a sudden I like refresh and it's like Kansas scored a touchdown to win this game. Oklahoma had a chance at the very end. Turned out to be a really exciting game. But Kansas drops Oklahoma. Washington getting by Stanford. Washington has USC coming up. Oregon rolls Utah. Well, that's a bad loss for the Utes. Mm-hmm. Like you're going, okay, all right, let's see how good you. Oregon is a really balanced, very, very good team. Very good team. Just when we were ready to anoint the basketball schools as football schools, North Carolina got trounced. Duke.
Duke shut out.
Yes. Georgia Tech is an odd, like, you never think of them. They used to have an offense where they just ran the ball all the time. But, you know, they beat Miami, and now they end up beating North Carolina. I love the uniforms. You just don't think of them as a football powerhouse there. USC got my cow.
I'm the 49.
Yeah.
Got by.
Yes. Like it is that where you go, man, USC, yeah. They put up 50. Oh, they must have crushed them. Well, they gave up 49, but it does count as a win. Colorado loses again, and I don't want to be Nostradamus, but when they were having all this attention, I said, what happens when they lose four of their next five? Then what happens? This is the reality. They're not a good team. They had their moments. They're exciting. You have prime. But they've lost four of their last five. I don't even know if they're going to be bowl eligible. Does Dion talk about this, Marvin? Here is prime. And he put the blame on these guys.
Specifically with the offensive line, I mean, what has to improve in that aspect besides from...
The line has to improve. It ain't no aspect. The line has to improve. Well, it's a struggle to run the ball. It's a struggle to run the ball. And we got to figure that out, because now you're one-dimensional, and it's easy to stop a team when they're one-dimensional, and that's who we are at this point in time. The big picture, you go get new linemen. That's the picture, and I'm going to paint it perfectly.
We'll talk a little bit more. College football, Rick Neuheiser will join us coming up. Pitt football, man, now 2-6. They lost 58-7. They didn't get the 7 until the fourth quarter.
And come on, then, Panthers.
Thank you, Todd. And then the head coach is questioning the talent level of his current players. Who recruited the talent level?
I just don't know if these kids are good enough. Coach?
Normally the coach will say, it's on me. Here's Prime going, no, it's on the offensive lineman. I got to get better offensive lineman. Pat Narduzzi is going, quality of players aren't that good.
I'm not the one throwing it. I mean, plays are good. I'm not the one trying to catch it.
But now we're blaming the transfer portal of these kids aren't who we thought they were. Like, I thought I was getting good players here. Yes, Todd.
He did walk it back a little and said ultimately it was on him, but the damage was already done, and yes. Social media had a field with that.
Yeah. You get the honest answer, and then you're told, you don't want to say that. No, ultimately it's on me. It's on me, the coach, yeah. Now it's on the offensive line. Yeah. Yes, Marv.
You shouldn't be saying that about the guys that are supposed to be protecting your son. They said, oh, okay, watch this. Ole.
Yeah. Oh, you're talking about Prime.
Yeah.
Yeah. His son got hit. UCLA's up front guys, the twins, they came to play.
From North Texas, too?
Yeah, they hit him. They hit him all game long. We'll talk some college football and your phone calls coming up.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The superbly versatile all-electric EQB from Mercedes-Benz. It's impressively techy and surprisingly roomy, with available seating for up to 7. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQB.